And caffeine.
Yeah, anger and caffeine. You never said what got you angry and why you're so miserable.
Oh, stuff unrelated to things, personal stuff that I'm not going to...
All right. Have.
Station on the ground reporting. News, odds, and topics. Yeah! Here I am, your main man, reporting from Jam Jam. On 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We can travel and see. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Joseph
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Kooksaki, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
I am Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
Come listen to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
That's the third Thursday each month.
Or you can listen to our podcasts. Just go to WGXC/something.
It's Catskill Cabin Getaway, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Belle and Abigail of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
You remember warmth, bumping shoulders wrapped in sweaters or silk, smiles as you slip by a stranger, everyone still dancing as they make their way to the bar.
You remember music. Every song was your song, and the dance floor heaving as one sweaty mass.
You remember steamed up windows, hands reaching up to touch the streamers, the lights making everyone's skin look like peach.
You remember the pop of new bottles, the fizz, the clinking of glasses, laughter.
You remember exchanging numbers, making plans, dancing with everyone. Dancing with no one, dancing with yourself.
You remember midnight, 3, 2, 1, more champagne, Auld Lang Syne, a stranger's kiss. You don't remember where they disappeared to afterwards, but you also don't care.
You wake up, bleary-eyed in the hotel bed, stretching your limbs that danced all night, and remember each moment like it was a dream.
Everything was magic. Everything was just as you wanted it. Every moment was tinted with gold and sparkling. Every stranger was your friend. Every friend was your lover.
What a good way to start a new year, a fresh page.
What a good omen of how things are laying out before you.
You've ached, you've longed, you stayed up late mending your own broken heart. And now look at you. Look at where you are.
You collect your things, grab your key off the nightstand, close the door, and walk out of the Love Motel. for pulling in. You found yourself at the Love Motel. A place where weary, heartbroken travelers like yourself stop over for a night of love songs and love advice. This is your host, Honey.
And this is your other host for tonight, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, you might be seeing some glittery flurries coming down. Maybe the mountains have some fresh white coats on top. And I sure hope you've been able to take a beat and regain some balance after those nutty holidays.
Or maybe you've tuned in to hear us under the hazy Los Angeles skies, where I am, at the only time of year when you can carry around an extra sweater, and it kind of feels good to feel that long-forgotten evening chill on your cheeks.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
This is our very first show of this very new year.
Although New Year's resolutions can create some unwanted pressure for ourselves, the turning of this new metaphorical page is a great way to turn to look at the path behind us and figure out how we want to tread down the one that lays before us.
So how are you feeling, Donna, as we peer out at the expansive, untouched year stretched out before us?
Well, as you know, honey, here at the Love Motel, we're keeping the old close to the heart while we make some room for the new. As for me, on my own, the new year has me thinking a lot about what a vital force hope is as we face new mysteries, and how hard it can be to hold on to that hope when we've already pushed so hard through such dark times. But whatever I do, however I'm feeling, and whatever's coming ahead, I've got to practice holding on to hope. Sorry, I know that's a little weird and dark. How about you, honey?
Yeah, I don't mind you getting a little dark with us sometimes, but, you know, for me, I feel this great big wind of change, and I don't know if it's just Honey being her usual, ever-optimistic self, but I need to see where it takes me. I hope everyone listening that needs it is feeling it too. You know, it's an arbitrary mark on the calendar, but it's also good to have this outside, external milestone to remind me that I need to take stock of where I am and where I'm going and what I want and who I want to be.
So though we're spending tonight looking back at the past year under the Love Motel roof,
and rinsing clean those old memories to make room for the new,
we've got some listener queries to respond to, as always. We've picked out two questions, and you're going to want to stick around to hear what we have to say.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you. Let's open up our first letter of the year, shall we, Donna?
Sounds great, honey. Let's hear from Blue December, who wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, a few months ago I met a cutie on Hinge and we've really hit it off. It's been a slow burn romance, but things are starting to get serious. I like spending time with her so much and I'm so grateful that we've met. But the holidays are coming up and so is my December birthday. We haven't quite defined the relationship yet. I think we're headed towards being an official couple, but it's not quite there yet. Given that, I'm not sure how to include her in my holiday plans. Would it be weird to invite her to my birthday party when she hasn't yet met my friends in another context? Can I invite her to my family's holiday party? I feel like the time of year is rushing me to DTR, but I don't want to do anything prematurely. But I also don't want to exclude her because she's very important to me. Love, Blue December."
We know our advice is coming too late for your holiday plans.
But I think what we want to say to you is kind of evergreen advice.
I hope you did invite her to your birthday party. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yes, happy birthday, Blue December.
There is always a lot of anxiety about pacing at the beginning of a relationship. Constantly checking and rechecking and overchecking our steps. And while a fair amount of self-awareness and self-preservation is good at the start of something new, that can get in the way of listening to what our hearts are telling us, or what we know our potential new partners would probably like. I do not think it's too fast or weird at all to invite her to your holiday party. I'm sure your friends would love to meet her. And after all, meeting each other's loved ones is a part of developing a new romantic partnership, even if it doesn't become anything serious. For the family holiday party, that's maybe a bit more of a special case.
If you feel like you and her would be comfortable with that, then why not?
I think you can navigate this uncertainty by being upfront about it and always giving your new sweetie a choice. Say something like, "Are you up for this, or is it too soon?" And reassure her that you're fine with either answer, and then actually be fine with either answer, though I know sometimes that's hard. But in general, I personally am a big fan of the continuous check-in, even months or years into a relationship. It feels good to know where your partner's at and to be able to meet them there, and people change and evolve all the time. Who wants to spend time dwelling in uncertainty when the answer is right there? You just have to ask for it.
Blue December, we're sending you off with a real treat. One of Donna and Honey's favorite songs, which just happens to be all about making the most of the time and the love we've got on this earth. Because the only thing we know for sure is that one day we'll all be dead. And there I go again, coming into this fresh new year with the dark stuff.
I think we need it, Donna. It might be the only sensible way to kick things off.
Here's Sleep a Million Years by Kathy Heidemann. Blue December, we love you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Love Motel. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on around here?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in. Submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or want to let your sweetie know you're thinking of them? Submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
How do they do that, honey?
It's easy, Donna. Find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you. Welcome back to the Love Motel, the exit you've been waiting to turn down along love's winding road.
Donna, can you even believe another year has come and gone?
This was our first calendar year behind the Love Motel desk, sending the signal out on the airwaves.
So before we move on to our next advice letter, we wanted to take a sec to reflect, like so many of you out there might be doing. Donna, what have you learned about love since we turned on the neon and opened up our doors?
Oh boy. Well, first, I want to say that no matter how much I may think I know about love, there will always be more to learn. Love truly knows no bounds, but I guess what I could say I've learned about love from our Love Motel is how scary it can be to open up to the ones we love or admire, or even to ourselves, but also how none of us are alone in that fear. And overcoming that fear is one of the greatest lessons we can learn. What about you, honey?
Oh, that fear thing is so real. Turns out we're all flying blind, scared as hell, trying to protect our hearts while also trying to really feel something. And I think I've also learned to recognize real love when I see it, from friends and lovers. When it's real, it's real. You feel it. I think people have written in often trying to make sense of a cloudy relationship or to parse through someone's confusing language. And we always tell them to listen to their gut, because the real stuff isn't confusing at all. So it's good to remind myself of that. But also, and I know you'll agree with me here, I've been so touched by the way people have opened up their hearts to us from the very first time we opened up the Love Motel doors. I've always wanted a place to come with my own broken heart, and it is such an unbelievable honor to be the place that others come with theirs. And what's the most recurrent advice we've given on the show?
Just talk about it. And we'll use this chance to say it once again. It's just so very vital to open up, even when it feels awkward or scary. No one can read your mind, even if we think they should know us well enough to. No one can know you like you know you. So you gotta ask for what you need and tell people how you feel when it matters.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
And what do we hope for the Love Motel in this coming year?
Well, we want to give our listeners and lovers a place they feel loved and maybe a little less alone.
And to open our doors to even more of you. We hope we get to meet a whole bunch of strangers this year at this very place.
So, should we play some of our favorite songs to let them ring through the airwaves and christen this new year with Donna and Honey's absolute favorite vibes?
I love that idea.
Here are some of Donna and Honey's anthems.
Show. Till Romeo, he told the lonely girl, I must take my leave, my love. It was these few words I overheard, thought I would move in. But before I could, the lonely girl had fallen in love again. You'd like to burn, but everything that Romeo had, you can bet it was well earned. For all his good looks, there were scars that he took and a lesson to be learned. Never judge lovers by good looking covers. The lover might be spurned.
Romeo found on the one could he depend. For all his charms in someone else's arms, lonely girl safely lay. The train came in, it had to leave again, and Romeo pulled away.
Here comes our first song dedication of the night and of the new year. This listener wrote, I want to dedicate a song to my dear friend Fo, a love advice guru just like you both. Welcome back to the Love Motel.
Maybe you're just finding your way here, but we can get you up to speed.
We're a radio romance talk show, and we're taking listener advice questions all night long.
And maybe you want to be one of the listeners we talk to.
It's super easy to do that. We take submissions at thelovemotelradio.com.
Or you can leave us an anonymous voicemail by calling 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568. And yes, it is a real number.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. But while we've got you here, let's check in with one more listener. We're going to call them shiny and new in 2022. And they wrote,
"Hey ladies, thanks for taking my question. Since we're coming up on a new year, I had some questions about romance in 2022 that I wanted your advice on. What do you think about what's the best way to meet someone in 2022? What's the best way to ask someone out in 2022? What's the best way to break up with someone in 2022? Thank you so much. I hope you lovely ladies have a happy new year, and the same to all those luscious listeners out there."
You know, Donna, I think you and I are such old school souls that we love to think that everything is same as it ever was, and that that's how it should be. But this listener is right. Time marches on, things change, and I barely understand what the kids are into these days, even though I mostly still feel like a kid myself. And though you and I have got such a tight grip on nostalgia-soaked sweetness of the way things were, I'm glad this listener wrote in to ask us to look around and get a handle on what the spinning globe actually looks like these days.
How are we going to do those things and more in 2022? I think pretty much the way we did them in 2021. Sure, things are changing so quickly, all the time, especially over the last few decades. But aside from the arrival of the internet, and with it the world of online dating, and of course, the restrictions of the pandemic, the way you do those things doesn't have to have anything to do with the year you write on your checks.
Oh, you know, that's true, Donna. Should we start with our first question?
Definitely. So how do you meet people in 2022? Well, how do you like meeting people? In person, online, through friends? Yes, COVID does make it hard to meet people at bars and parties, but social events have found ways to relatively safely persevere through the COVID restrictions. If you are worried about social gatherings or weren't into them before March 2020, then maybe try logging on to one of the many dating apps or websites. We know those can be a murky mire of miserable matches, but we know plenty of people who have waded through it and found love.
It's almost weirdly more normal to meet someone online these days. I feel like when I hear of love sparking out there in the real world, I'm just shocked that fate can still work like that.
And for your next question, how you ask someone out in this strange year of 2022 has much to do with how you tackle that first question. And again, I think it has less to do with the time and more with the people involved. Even among all the DMs and Zoom dates out in the world, there are still folks who exchange love letters on paper. If you're having some good back and forth with someone in person or online, and you're feeling more comfortable with them, ask, in your own words, if they'd like to spend some more time with you. Would they like to grab a coffee, go for a walk, talk on the phone?
And my most concrete piece of online dating advice? Don't let the get-to-know-you stuff drag on too long in the chat. You'll have all these preconceived notions about this person that you don't even know, and there's nothing that can compare to the way that you'll spark, or not, when you actually meet. So chat a bit, get their vibe, and set a date to meet them. Safely, as Donna mentioned. Go for a walk so you both have something to look at and talk about that's not each other. And if you suddenly realize you're lapping on mile 3 of your stroll, you can take that as a good sign. Most importantly, though, be direct. I think we're living in a time of such falsities, where we're being told half-truths by everyone, where everyone has a hidden agenda and we're always having to know it for ourselves. I think we're tired of that. I think we all crave honesty all the time, and we crave vulnerability. We don't want to guess, Is he just asking me out as a friend? When she said she'd call me next week, did she mean it? The world also seems so precarious in 2022. What will next week even look like? So no wasting time and no mixed signals. And no being afraid of rejection either. That's just the other side of the truth, and there's no time for that. Get rejected today, fall in love again tomorrow.
Honey, that wise heart of yours just blows me away every time. As for your last question, how to break up in the year 2022. Even though so much dating has moved online, we think it's paramount to stick to the old-fashioned ways and have those tough conversations in person. And if that really isn't possible, then at least over the phone or video chat. Ugh, yikes. We'd hate to see it come to that, though.
Yes, I think that's a part of the modern world that I don't think I could even live through. But also, break up early, when you know it in your gut. Some relationships can survive troubled waters. Some partners are willing to put in that work. But you've got to be honest with each other if that mend it and make it work journey is something you're willing to go on. Because, like we mentioned, there's no time to waste. And don't forget, in this often cruel world full of suffering, be gentle. Let them down easy. Be firm. Make a clean break. Don't let it drag. But do it with the love that you once must have felt for this person. And be gentle with yourself, too.
Let's focus on the exciting stuff. All the amazing people out there who might get the chance to meet wonderful you in 2022. Here's to you and all the marvelous new things you'll be getting up to in the new year.
Here's another song request coming in our love line. This listener wrote, "You're the hardest working girl in the biz, and I can't wait to grow old watching TikTok with you." So, hard working girl, this one's for you.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before.
Hello, and welcome back to the Love Motel. Hope you're all enjoying your stay.
We're so glad you let Donna and Honey keep you company all night long.
But it's time to send you all home and flick off the lights here at the Love Motel.
So drop your keys at the door, and don't forget to pick them back up next month.
Until then, you know you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com. And catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own question for us, or even a personal ad or missed connection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or, better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love to hear from you. and all the other Love Motel guests are here to support you. And we can't do this show without your love letters to us.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So, honey, let's close out the way we do every first show of the year with our Love Motel New Year anthem.
You know I love when we do that.
Until next time, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.
To say Happy New Year.